Hello.
Hi, Brad. Can you hear me?
What'd you hang up on me for?
I forgot to warn you that we'd automatically get disconnected after an hour of being on the phone. So I had to
Ooh,
call
they're
you
gonna
back
fire
first.
me.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all right.
Okay, so I'm not able to get this because we need you to sign the terms and conditions. But you're saying that it's not showing up on your end. So my supervisor is trying to walk me through resetting it, but I'm not seeing an option to
Y'all
do
spoofed the
that.
number to call me.
We what?
Y'all spoofed the number to call me. It
What
showed
do you
up a
mean?
615 area code, which is here.
Oh yeah, that's because of we use a thing called VoIP, voice over
Internet protocol.
yeah. So you already know. Then hit, okay, yes, hit reset TNCs, then go to initial invoice in your SMS.
Why don't you let me call you back in just a minute? I'll go get behind the computer, see if it shows up any differently.
Well, it's really, I mean, hold on. I don't know if I could just have you sign it during your client interview. Profile subscription. He's trying to walk me through it now. Let me see here. There it is. Okay. The problem is, I'm guessing the problem is because you were a previous client of ours and we're using the same account instead of creating a new one, so we're running into this little issue, this little hiccup. Okay, so my supervisor went ahead and resent you the terms and conditions.
All
Okay,
right.
so let's see
Come
if it
on.
works. I'm so sorry about the wait, the delay.
I'm
What
walking up
did
here
you?
to a computer. I'll be up here in about a minute.
Okay, yeah, so it should have been sent to you in a text message and email. Can you access your email from your phone, Brad?
I can. I'm almost at my computer.
Okay, that's fine.
Like to get up there where I can see it a little better anyway.
Sure.
Oh, let's see. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, I was trying to get connected to a headset here.
Okay.
You there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
There we go. Got to trying to get all this Bluetooth and going.
Okay. So the invoice should have been sent to bmgordon2@yahoo.com.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So it should be the most recent email that came from us.
Okay, she looks different now.
Who?
Mike service, 100% accurate. Blah, blah. Access. Client may request ownership profile. Call chat phone. Company will find project management. $375 per current. Client has been paying a claim. The early termination, you didn't tell me that.
What?
The early termination clause in the client has been a paying client for less than 6 months and decides to cancel their services and retain a website. Oh, they must prepay for 12 months of website hosting. So they're saying if I cancel and I want to keep the website that you created, I've got to pay for 12 months in advance for the website hosting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That sound right?
I don't know about that. And I do know that if we create a website for you and you canceled the service, you could purchase the website for $99.
Yeah. No later than 5 weeks.
So everything that is on that terms and conditions, essentially it's all the services that we offer, okay? But then if you scroll down to the bottom, it shows the package that we got you in for, which is the Platinum package, and then everything that's included in the package. And then below that, there's a box for you to sign, and then a box for you to check, and then a box for you to sign your name. So essentially, it's just all the services that we do offer is what you're looking at.
It looks like all that adds up to more than $350.
Nope. We got you in for $348. Out the door. It's $249 plus a one-time setup fee of $99. So that's $348.
Okay.
The first
Maybe
month.
That was the price before the discount or something.
It could be, yeah. What I don't know what you're looking at, but it should show.
Well, down at the bottom, just above where I sign, it says products included.
Oh.
Local bundle, $149. Facebook, $100.
Okay, that's first month and additional months. I got it. Okay. Okay, I see. Okay. I think I got it. Get it.
Okay, so as soon as you hit submit the signature, a username and password should pop up.
It did.
Okay, so that username and password is going to be for your customized tracking and reporting system, okay? That's actually going to be provided to you at 4 o'clock today during your client interview. So you can actually get out of that screen.
Okay.
Okay. So that is it. So you signed your terms and conditions, and then I sent you that other email as well, with this essentially stating everything that's included in the package for you in writing. So you have that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else on my end. I don't think so. We have you scheduled for your client interview.
One of these things you sent me looked like maybe a local splash dashboard where you could kind of manage all of this.
Yeah, that's a sample. That's a sample of showing you how it works.
I guess you all will send me that URL later or something.
Yes, your technician's going to go over that with you more in depth during your client interview.
Okay.
For your customized tracking and reporting system. For your client dashboard.
All right.
Okay. So that's all on my end that we have to do, and I want to be the first to welcome you back, Brad, to Local Splash. We're very excited to have you on board, and I'm confident you're going to stick with us long-term. This is a long-term solution for your company, and we just hope to earn your business 1 month at a time.
Well, I hope so.
Absolutely.
It won't take too much. If I get a little bit, it's worth the money.
Absolutely. So we're very excited to have you back, Brad, and hopefully we just want you to have a great experience with Local Splash, and we're happy that you joined the family.
Thanks.
All right, Brad. So is there any questions that you have for me at this point?
I don't guess.
Okay.
So your name was Stephanie? Something?
Yes, my name is Stephanie.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Brad. It was very nice talking with you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I probably will end up calling you back at 4 to introduce you to your technician that's usually how it works. So I'd be calling you back at 4, and I'll go ahead and introduce you to your technician at that point.
How long do you think that'll take?
It shouldn't take more than 45 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. It's 30 to 45 minutes. But we ask that you just take that hour just in case.
Yeah, probably be an hour. Got that. 30. Can we do that at 5?
I already went ahead and scheduled you in. Let's see. I can cancel it and 5 o'clock would work better for you. Actually, we can't do 5 because that would be 4 o'clock our time. Wait.
5 here is 3 o'clock there.
Yeah, you're right. 3 o'clock we have, we're booked up 3 o'clock. We can only schedule up to 3 interviews in an hour, and we already have the 3 scheduled. Would tomorrow work better for you, or are you able to do the 2 o'clock?
Well, just go ahead and call. If I'm tied up, I can let you know and we can reschedule, but I'll try to make it work.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, it should only be about 30 to 45 minutes.
All righty.
Okay, Brad. All right. Well, it was very nice talking with you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.